This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the following are high school basketball scores from last night for the WLEW and WHST listening area. Last night for January the 27th on the boys teams in our listening area, Birch Run with 55 overcame Duran with 35. Kingston had 70 points, well ahead of Sterling Heights Parkway Christian's 17. And Mayville with 50 beat Carsonville Port Sanilac with 35. There were more games on the girls' side of things last night as well. Almont with 51 beat Algonac with 22. Armada with 32 defeated North Branch with 25. Caro had 56 points, doubling Millington's 28. And Deckerville with 41 overcame the All Saints with 27. Harbor Beach had 47 points, going up against Memphis with 15. Kindy North Huron had 37 over Mayville's 13. Peck with 56 was well ahead of Caseville's 21. Sandusky with 31 points had a 10-point lead over Brown City's 21. Unionville Sebring with 50 beat Bad Axe with 33. And Yale had 65, defeating Croswell Lexington with 29. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news, Michigan will be holding a special primary election on February the 3rd, and voters in the state's 35th Senate District in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties are all encouraged to participate. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., You can check your registration status at the Michigan Voter Information Center at michigan.gov/vote. The Secretary of State encourages voters who already have an absentee ballot at home to fill it out and sign the back of the envelope. Voters should deliver it to their city or township clerk's office to their secure ballot drop box or to the clerk's office directly if possible to avoid any U.S. Postal Service delays. In-person voting will be available in every jurisdiction for voters who choose to do so. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with further news right after this.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is currently mourning the death of her father, Richard Whitmer, who passed away the other night. In a statement, the governor called him her biggest supporter and inspiration, crediting him for encouraging her to pursue public service and always believing in her potential. Richard Whitmer was a longtime Michigan public service servant as well, who served as the Commerce Secretary under Governor Bill Milken and then later became CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading a major turnaround for the company. He is survived by his sister, his three children, including Gretchen, as well as Richard and Liz, as well as seven grandchildren. And in other news for today, a new federal tax change will be offering some relief, but it is not the automatic no tax on Social Security deal that some people may have heard about. Under the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act, eligible Americans over the age of 65 can deduct up to $6,000 from their taxable income. Married couples filing jointly could also qualify for double that amount, but there are limits. The deduction starts to phase out for single filers making more than $65,000 a year or $150,000 a year for couples. The break is not automatic, and in order to claim it, taxpayers must complete a brand new IRS form called Schedule 1A and file it along with their regular 1080 or 1040. If you skip that step, the IRS will not apply the deduction for you. So tax experts are urging seniors to take an extra look into it this season. The savings are real, but only if you file the correct paperwork. The bottom line is that if you're 65 or older and meet the income guidelines, be sure to schedule the Schedule 1A as part of your return, or you could be leaving money on the table. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.